A Summer Night. In the deserted moon-blanched street, how lonely rings the echo of my feet. Those windows which I gaze at frown, silent and white, unopening down, repellent as the world. But see, a break between the housetops shows the moon, and, lost behind her, fading dim into the dewy dark obscurity, down at the far horizon's rim, doth a whole tract of heaven disclose. And to my mind the thought is on a sudden brought of a past night and a far different scene. Headlands stood out into the moonlit deep as clearly as at noon. The spring tide's brimming flow heaved dazzlingly between. Houses with long white sweep girdled the glistening bay. Behind, through the soft air, the blue haze-cradled mountains spread away. That night was far more fair, but the same restless pacings to and fro, and the same vainly throbbing heart was there, and the same bright calm moon. And the calm moonlight seems to say, "Hast thou then still the old unquiet breast that neither deadens into rest, nor ever feels the fiery glow that whirls the spirit from itself away, but fluctuates to and fro, never by passion quite possessed, and never quite benumbed by the world's sway? And I know not if to pray still to be what I am, or yield and be like all the other men I see. For most men in a brazen prison live, where in the sun's hot eye, with heads bent o'er their toil, they languidly their lives to some unmeaning taskwork give, dreaming of naught beyond their prison wall. And as year after year fresh products of their barren labour fall from their tired hands, and rest never yet comes more near, gloom settles slowly down over their breast. And while they try to stem the waves of mournful thought by which they are pressed, death in their prison reaches them unfreed, having seen nothing, still unblessed. And the rest, a few, escape their prison, and depart on the wide ocean of life anew. There the freed prisoner, where'er his heart listeth, will sail. Nor does he know how there prevail, despotic on life's sea, trade winds that cross it from eternity. A while he holds some false way, undebarred by thwarting signs, and braves the freshening wind and blackening waves.